heads in a moment of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Those of us who have had children to look after, whether it be our own children, nieces and nephews, or even the children we have taught, will know that they have endless questions to ask. The world is such an amazing place that it inspires the young to question so many things. Maybe questions about the universe, plants, trees, birds, animals, art, music, literature, faraway places, about God, where he is, what he does, and why he does things the way he does. One Easter, my grandson Henry, when he was age 7 years old, decided to ask me why, if God knew that Jesus was going to die on Good Friday and then rise again on Easter Sunday, why didn't he just bypass this, as he could have been doing so many other things during those 3 days? Well, I wonder how you would have answered that question. You can certainly see Henry sometime and tell him what you think. This morning's passage poses two questions that dominate the last half of John chapter 21. One was a very good question, absolutely spot on, as we'll see, and the other one was not. Both these questions open up key relationships for those who follow Jesus Christ, even including you and me today. The questions are between Jesus and Peter, the dialogue. Don't we just love Peter? Impetuous, accident-prone, never boring, capable of livening up any party. You could imagine his friends recalling his exploits many years later. Jesus knew Peter very well, and he had always been on hand to rescue him when he got himself into trouble. Jesus was on hand to rebuke him when he overstepped the mark. Jesus was there to repair the damage when he sliced off an ear of a servant of the high priest. Peter was irrepressible, but also he displayed great moments of genius. Sometimes a catalogue of disasters surround Peter. He gave great answers, asked questions no one else would, and his sheer enthusiasm left everybody reeling. Jesus was grooming Peter for leadership, until one day when it all seemed to fall apart. He had sworn that he would never ever deny or disown Jesus, and yet a few hours later he was swearing that he never knew Jesus. It all ended in tears, and Peter felt grief-stricken by his actions. He badly failed the Lord Jesus. But none of us can guarantee that we won't fail Jesus either. Well, this morning we're going to look at that passage from John chapter 21. Peter was a fisherman by... Here we find him going back to the familiar, back to the old place, the Sea of Tiberias, or sometimes known as the Sea of Galilee. I think it's good to note that there were only 7 of the disciples here. They had disbanded, gone their separate ways. Remember, they're all bereaved. They're all broken. They're all vulnerable, grief-stricken, desolate. And it is significant that they're fishing on the Sea of Galilee. That's some 80 miles from Jerusalem, where Jesus at last had appeared to them. Remember, they are bereaved. We had a little group this week looking at bereavement and looking at the different coping mechanisms. If you think about it, when they disbanded, these people went back to fishing. If you remember, Thomas disappeared for a while, didn't he? He needed to cope on his own. You remember Mary hung around the tomb. We all have different ways of coping with loss and change, with bereavement. But here's Peter. He announced he was going fishing. A and six of his old friends offered to go with him. Thomas, the loyal pessimist, Nathanael of Cana, who does not think anything good can come from Nazareth. In addition to this gloomy pair, we've got the sons of Zebedee, James and John. You remember them? They wanted to sit at the right hand of Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. And the last two, they remain anonymous. In the old places, with old friends, Peter returns to his old way of life. Notice he's still the leader. Going fishing's his idea. But the others follow him, and it is night. This may or may not be a good time to go fishing on the Sea of Galilee, but night.